Can I ask you?
We're not out of questions.
We're not questions.
This is third press conference. This is third one in the last 24 hours. Okay, where's Eric?
I'm right here.
You're still cut off.
Even after my apology?
That was nice. I accept that. Okay, one little one.
Jason Garrison is playing with Anton Strawman. Mm-hmm. He seems to be very effective in that pairing. Why does that pairing work well, particularly for him?
I don't know if it's just specifically Garrison. I think, you know, when the addition of Jake Dodson coming in, and so we're balanced that righty lefty tandem, and you know, gave us an opportunity to split kind of Strawman and Hedman up, and I think it's helped everybody. I think it's helped Strawls, Heady, you know, Dodge has come in and served, you know, played his role perfectly for us. He's been a great partner for Heady, and Garrison and Strawman have kind of become a little bit of our shutdown pair, and they're both smart defensemen, and you know, Gary's that big strong guy down low that can handle the bigger players in the league, and they just kind of work well together. And as I said, I think, you know, the addition of Jake Dodge has really balanced out already lefty, and it's helped everybody.
John, it's no big surprise with how big of a blow for Cali to now be out probably for the rest of the year.
Yeah, just as everybody around here knows him, we've been around him for a few years, what a character guy he is, and he's one of those guys that if he didn't get paid to play, he would still be playing and blocking shots and doing all those things, you know, leading teams to victories. Just, he's that type of kid. And for him to go through this whole process this year, especially, you know, when our team is kind of having up and down year, and he knows that he could be a part in helping us, you know, turn it around, I know it's killing him. And but the big thing is we need to get him back to healthy and normal, and we feel that what's gone on now, that he's on the road to recovery. It's just, unfortunately, it may not be this year, and that's tough.
Joe couldn't skate yesterday or didn't practice. Is he good to go tonight, or is it?
We hope so. So, another game time decision.
Still battling that flu?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that why Cord was brought up, just in case?
Just in case, yeah. Just in cases.
Having looked at the video now and daily of the triplets the other night, what did you take away from their performance? What made them particularly damaging at both ends of the end?
Well, they're, if you look at, like, just look at, you know, Cooch's shot total. He's got 15 in two games, and which means they've got the puck, they're around the net, putting themselves in position to for that to happen, and they're hungry to score, and when you see three of them around the puck all the time, that's when they're really, really effective. They're not getting ahead of themselves. They're supporting each other all over the ice, and it's, you know, it's a little reminiscent of, you know, the past when they were together. And I think, you know, maybe it's been coming for all of them, because they've just been kind of on the cusp of doing some really good things, and now that we've put them all back together, it's working out, and, you know, hopefully this keeps going here, because you know, they've been a big part of us winning our last couple games.
John, what do you like most about what you're seeing from your team right now?
We're defending really, really well, and so when you're defending well, you're helping out your goaltenders. Now they're not, you know, having to make save after save after save. They just kind of have to make the saves they should. So it's taking the pressure off them. And when you're not giving the other team a whole lot, usually means you're in a pretty good position everywhere on the ice. And it's really working out for us. And then, ironically, because we've been defending, it's really helped our offense. You know, we're up near 20 scoring chances a game now these last few games, and it's all because of the way we're defending.
What challenges did the Flames present for you tonight?
Well, we're going through this little run of teams here that we don't really see that often, and so you just don't know the players as well, and it's a fact of the league. You know, they're in the Western Conference, and so the one thing is you're battling a team that is second wild card spot, and they're fighting for their lives just as we are, and so scary teams to play when. You know, you're getting down to the short hairs in the season, and they're scraping for a playoff spot. So their desperation level is probably right about where ours is, and always a tough challenge.
Bishop tonight?
I don't know. You'll have to show up and see.
Good.
Is he on the ice?
No.
No. Was Vasi? Maybe it's good Laskis.